Now, at this point, we'd like to pay tribute to Joyce Frost, who died last Wednesday. Joyce played the old woman on this show for many years. Every Monday, she would come in from Dagenham, where she lived, and would comment on the news of the day, appear on some interviews, and get involved with the show. For somebody who'd not done radio before, she was unbelievably professional. She was a lovely, lovely person, a complete natural on the air, and very opinionated and witty.
Now, over the years, she did various projects for us and appeared on the show with many famous people. Here she is, presenting Factoids with Will Smith.
This is the big show, Will Smith in the afternoon on Radio 2.
Oh, he's taking over the joint.
I love that, right? We're going to do some factoids.
Silent Night was written by an Austrian priest, Joseph Moore, when he was told on Christmas Eve that his church organ was broken. He sat down, wrote a hymn for a choir, and there it was, still knocked. Factoids, here's Will Smith.
The most popular pub name in Britain is the Red Lion.
And the old woman.
Former Prime Minister Tony Blair and former Prime Minister Baroness Thatcher are distant cousins.
And Tim Smith.
Six of the seven continents can grow.
And here's Bobby.
Well, here's Joyce making sure she gets a question in with Robert Wagner.
It was easy to follow. Yeah. And you were always the hero. And she was always beautiful. And you had this idyllic life.
Excuse me, Steve. Who was your butler? He used to be an old-time thug, doesn't he? And I can't remember his
Lionel
name.
Lionel Sanders.
Lionel, that's
wonderful,
yes.
Wonderful actor. Played Max.
So it was comedy as well as a mystery.
A wonderful actor.
Sorry to interrupt.
He polished our stars beautifully. When they met, it was
Moira.
You know,
Joyce was never, ever fazed by the big stars. She was always cheeky. She was always funny. She was always charming. I mean, we miss her so much.
Very much, yeah. And she was never backwards in coming forwards either.
No.
And my job, or one of my jobs with Joyce, was to get her factoids ready every week. And if I didn't have them ready, oh, did I
you
get
got it in the neck.
Absolutely. Anyway, here's Joyce as the old woman looking at some of the news of the day with us with one of her trademark mispronunciations.
Shoppers were warned to beware of counterfeits. More than 238,000 items were intercepted at Southampton docks, with workers spotting bogus bags and sunglasses
watches,
and watches, all things like that.
Yeah.
All Christmas presents that are counterfeit.
Yeah, counterfeit, I think you mean. Patrick Kilty with us later, and Ollie Murs. She was absolutely fabulous. Sometimes she did that stuff deliberately, by the way. Joyce sadly had been ill since the spring, and me, Tim, John, and Anthony from our show went to visit her in Brentwood in Essex just a few weeks ago. And she was still on fine form. She had a great life with her late husband, Bob. And we want to thank Joyce's nephew, Ian, Ian's wife, Geraldine, and Joyce's niece, Leslie. Joyce died peacefully and pain-free. It's a sad loss. Thank you for being the old woman with us, Joyce. And we'll miss you very much.